please make sure you come and join us for that. Another announcement, the Strongsville UCC mugs filled with candy and goodies will be for sale next week. Nice last-minute Christmas gift. Little stocking stuffer there. Beth Giuliano and Barb Fraunfelder are overseeing that project. So please make sure that you get one of those mugs. And for us, a little something extra to put in those mugs, gift cards. We are restocked. We have lots of gift cards. If there's one you don't see, we are taking orders. I'll be getting a shipment in this week. So please get your shopping done. Take care of your gift cards. It's the gift that keeps on giving, guilt-free shopping. So please make sure you get some gift cards. You can see Jim Joyce or me after the service. Also, Joyce Reed has asked me to put out the call. We need more ornaments for the tree, the family tree. And even if you have brought one already, for Pete's sake, bring another one. The tree now rotates, so we can't have a naked back like we did last year. So it's looking pretty sparse on those. So bring ornaments. I'm sure that you've got something that you would like to donate. Reminder, you will not be getting those back. Okay. Does anybody else have any announcements to come? Oh, Pam does. You told me that.
Yeah, thanks. You may have noticed something new up here this week. For the last few weeks, the music committee was asked to pursue a purchase of some new chairs for the choir and for the music programs. And we checked with several companies, had different samples, found the chair and the style we wanted, and the company that provides those actually had them in stock. So we went ahead and purchased those, 30 chairs with the under seat racks. They stack. They're way more comfortable than the ones that the choir was sitting in before. And the thinking is that we have these now for special events, for extra sanctuary seating when we need them, as well as for the choir. We do have some monies that came from the Memorial Fund, and we have several pledges from Music Committee and choir members to purchase chairs. But we could use a little more help. What we're thinking is, if you'd like to purchase a chair, the cost to support a chair is $50. If you would write a check to the Memorial Fund and tell us if it's in memory of someone or if it's in honor of someone, we'll make sure that gets recognized. Those checks would go to Greg Dixon. He's handling those things. And we will, as a new committee, find a way to honor that on a chair. We're not sure that we'll use a sticker, personalized or something, but to honor that a chair was given in a person's name. So anyway, we're pretty excited about this. We're glad we have them for the holidays. And if you feel like you'd like to be part of supporting the chairs, thank you.
Also, you heard we have 30 chairs, so there is our room for more butts in these seats. Just saying. And last but not least, the children's pageant will have a rehearsal today. Today is the day we divvy up costumes, so please make sure you're there. And as always, we will try to be respectful of your time. Did you want to invite them to your house next week?
Oh, I got a couple things.
Oh, here we go.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
I can't do it yet.
You. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
That's enough.
So it is.
This coming Friday, on Friday the 13th, we'll be having our first Blue Christmas service here. Blue Christmas service is a time when we get together and we remember about... Am I off?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm on. We get together and we remember those people who have gone on before us. And it's not somebody who has just passed away this year. It may be you, at Christmas time, you have some memories of people that have passed away. And it's kind of a time to come together and remember and celebrate and in a Christmas fashion, because Christmas is a hard time. So I want to invite you all to come to the Blue Christmas service this coming Friday at 7 o'clock here in the church. It would be wonderful if we had a good turnout for that, so please come. Also want to remind you, next Sunday at 3 o'clock, open house at the Parsonage. Lots of food. I think I have about 20 pounds of crab meat. And I don't know, about 30 pounds of steamed shrimp. And so somebody better come and do some eating, okay? It starts at 3 o'clock. It starts at 3 o'clock and go on. And this year, when you come, you can come right around the circle of the house, drop off your guests, and there'll be off-site parking for some with a shuttle service back so you don't have to get stuck in the mud. Yes, so you can do that as well as have some parking there. So I hope you come out and have a good time. The parsonage is vastly different than probably the last time you were there. So come out and have a good time next Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Anything else?
That's it.
You're sure?
I'm done.
All right. Seeing no further announcements. Oh, we have an announcement? Oh, Katie, please continue. Oh, for those of you who are able, Christian Education will be meeting after the service. Okay, let's begin our worship.
Listen, I hear a woman singing.
She sounds so excited.
My soul does magnify the Lord.
Something wonderful has happened.
Let us come near and listen.
The Lord has done a wonderful thing.
Bless the Lord, my soul. All right, today's Advent wreath will be lit by my family, so I'd like to invite them forward.
Last week we lit the prophet candle, remembering the promise of God spoken by God's prophet. Today, God's promise begins to be fulfilled. Any angel of the Lord appeared to a virgin named Mary and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you."
Mary was perplexed as to this greeting.
The angel responded, "Do not be afraid, for you have found your favor with the Lord. You shall conceive and bear a son and name him Jesus."
The time is coming when God's promise is being fulfilled.
Today we light the angel candle for the one who visited the virgin.
We celebrate the angel's visit and look for Christ to come.
Number 251. Seated. Do we have any first-time visitors with us this morning? Would you introduce yourself?
I'm Michelle Mahar. I'm Alan Mahar. And we've been married for 16 years, and we just moved in March of last year. It is the Royalton Greens Apartments.
Awesome. We are glad to have you with us. Any other visitors? First-time visitors? No? Hey, guys, here's a card that tells you about the Christmas Eve services. You see how that is easy that is to do? Here's a card, Christmas Eve. It tells you you're invited. There's a whole bunch of these cards out there. All you got to do is go, here's a card on Christmas Eve. Why don't you come join us? Not hard to do. Christmas Eve. So invite your friends to Christmas Eve. All right. Who else has a joy they'd like to share this morning? Joyce? In the balcony, yes.
10 more days of school until I get out.
10 more days of school till you get out. All right. Yes.
For Sandy's birthday yesterday.
Sandy's birthday? And how old is she?
Well, I'm not going to say.
All right. Wise man. Happy birthday. Any other birthdays we're celebrating this week?
Oh, yeah. Me.
Your birthday?
You can,
you're finally old enough to have a glass of wine?
Yep.
All right. Others? Wednesday's your birthday? And you're?
60.
Six? The big 6-0? Oh, wow, that's a big one. All right. Others? Yes.
Yeah.
66 on December 3rd. All right. Yes. Your birthday's Friday?
Was Friday.
40? How old?
27.
20? All right. Any other birthdays we're celebrating?
Christopher's
going to be 13 on Tuesday. He'll be official a teenager.
A lot of prayers.
Yes, for all of us. Others? All right. Other joys. Who's got another joy? Yes.
The smiles and the joy at the nursing home when we were there yesterday.
If you,
and the sing along and some of the people you could tell were just thrilled with us.
Yeah.
It was a joy.
Amen. It was a joy to go over and sing at the nursing home yesterday. I had a great joy. We got these sing along books with hand chimes. And we didn't practice. I just went, here's a book and it's chimed. Play. Right? And so I thought it was wonderful to see everybody going, do I hit the note now or not? You know, it was fun for me. Other joys? Other joys? Yeah, Stick.
Well, my son did his first sermon last Sunday.
Awesome.
And, he was also a chaplain for about 10 years in Washington, D.C. And this is
awesome. Awesome. Others? Hey, I want to tell you about a walk across the room. You know, we have these walk across the rooms or God experiences. When we went to the nursing home yesterday, I kind of disappeared. They all kind of wondered where I went. Because they're singing and all of a sudden, you know, the pastor isn't even anywhere near around. And because I stopped with and talked to people. And as I was walking behind them, I looked into this room, and here I saw a woman holding a hand, crying. And I thought to myself, you don't really want to go in there, but God wants you to go in there, so you'll go in there. And when I walked into the room, there was a 50-year-old woman, chest downs, filled with love and grace, who was dying. And her mother was, or her sister was with her. And she was very afraid. So I stayed with her a while. And like always, so filled with love, gave me a hug and prayed and talked with her. It was one of those times when God just says, do this. Do this. So it was hard for me, and I'm sure it was hard for them, but it was one of those God moments. You know, this year I've done over 25 funerals this year. I've spent a lot of time with people who have lost loved ones. It's a time when we reflect. It's hard, but it's also a time when God's grace can be in the middle of things. It's one of my jobs. Another part of my job is to do baptisms, like last week. They're the good times, baptisms. And weddings. Love to do weddings. Because see, sometimes you see the difficult times, but you want to celebrate the good times too. So I have a joy, but something I need to tell you about. The joy is this. I'm going to do a wedding here in the near future. But I want to tell you this because I promised when I came here that I would tell you. It's for a same-gender couple. Now, I've taken it to the leadership of the church. I've taken it to the official board. And they said, we're with you. But I said, I also promised that I would tell the congregation before I did that, because you are my family. And I try to keep everything as open as possibly as I can and to share with you. No, try and make no surprises. So I'm letting you know this. I'm also inviting you, if you want to share with me any thoughts or feelings about this, I am available. I will gladly meet with you after church or make an appointment and we'll get together and talk about this. We spend a lot of time talking about this in the Journey in Faith class. So if you have gone through the Journey in Faith class, we spend a lot of time talking about this whole issue and what the scriptures really say about it. Not what we think, but what it says. Okay? Now, when I do a wedding, here's what I do. The requirements. First, both parties must be baptized. I'm not going to do a wedding without it. Second, you must attend 3 worship services in the church prior to your wedding. You must attend 2 counseling sessions with me prior to your wedding. And if you're coming here to do a wedding so you can have a party someplace else, and you come to the wrong place, because I don't represent the state of Ohio. It isn't about that. Ohio says I can sign for it, but that's not my primary responsibility. My primary responsibility is to witness a covenant between 2 people and God. And so I do things as God's representative. That's what I do when I perform funerals and I do baptisms and I do weddings. So those folks who want to do that will come and be part of us for a while. But I wanted you to understand that this is in the wind, so nobody surprises you and say, do you know what Pastor Becky's doing? She's going off again. Okay? So I'll be glad to share. And also, if you have something you want to share with me, you know, you're very welcome to. What I've learned so far is by saying this, some people have felt freer to come and say, do you know this is going on in my family? I'm having a struggle with this. Folks, I'm your pastor, and I'm here to try to help with that. Okay? All right. So, again, you can address any of the leadership or me. I'd be glad to talk with you. All right. I want you to please remember the young woman in prayers as she is struggling to go home. And I pray that if she makes it home before Christmas, that God opens the windows of heaven and she is just able to be there for that blessed event. Others we need to remember in our prayers?
Louisa Reese's family passed away.
Louisa Reese.
Louisa, she's coming.
Gail McCauley, who passed away this week. And then Greg Laha from Special Olympics, who's in the hospital with leukemia. And James, that's his last name, he is in the hospital with collapsed lungs.
Greg and James are from Special Olympics. Greg is one of them has a collapsed lung, the other has leukemia. Also,
Gail McCauley,
who passed away. We also heard Dale about.
We have one of our employees' daughter, Kelsey, who's 4. She's got a benign tumor in the eye.
Kelsey, who's 4, has a benign tumor behind her eyes, and it has caused her to go blind. Others? Gino.
I have a very good friend whose son is 20, 32 years old. They're worried that he's in the hospital. Fear that he's might have a brain aneurysm.
32 years old may have a brain aneurysm. Yes. a kid in your swim team that's just been diagnosed with cancer.
Doris is back today.
Yes, we're glad Doris is back today, yes. Jenna Cato, who broke her hip, is recovering. Our brother, Father John, from down the street, who was here, had his hip replaced this past week. He is on dialysis and looking for a kidney soon, so please pray for him. Others?
I ask for divine intervention
for Sean. Divine intervention. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's Steve Herzog. But he should be released this morning.
For Steve Herzog. Others? Yes.
For anyone who comes up praying, they might find solace in our service.
Amen. Others? Yes.
My great-grandmother who passed away this week.
Your great-grandmother who passed away this week. Others? Janine. Others? Larry? For Nelson Mandela. You know, when you hear these things, it kind of puts it in perspective what Christmas is all about. Not about the trappings. It's not about the stuff. It's about the love of Christ. All these things that we're praying about, that's where it is, where the rubber hits the road. Open our hearts, please, to the dwelling of the Spirit. God is so good all the time. God is good. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you for all the blessings. Lord, sometimes we get so involved with stuff, so involved with what we think, we miss what you're doing. Sometimes we rush through the malls. We go to the parties. And Lord, it's right that we should do those things. But let us never forget the great gift that you've given us. The one that holds us when we hurt, that calls us home when we leave this place and time. Lord, we ask your blessings upon all who seek you. Walk with them, Lord. Strengthen them. Lord, for those who are in need of your healing hand, send it, Lord. May your Holy Spirit bring healing. Lord, for those who are in need of consolation, for those who are hurting in their heart because they've lost someone, give them assurance. Lord, for my little sister who is waiting to come home to you, send your angel to her. Comfort her. Give her your grace. Welcome her into the kingdom. And let her celebrate, Lord, with much love. Lord, bless us. Help us, Lord, to continue to be a beacon of light. A place where those who are lost can be found, where those who feel unloved can be loved. Lord, use us. Help us to remember what you told us and you charged us. Love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. And then, Lord, you told us to love one another as you have loved us. Lord, bless us, especially during this season of love, that we may be your witnesses to the world. It needs us, Lord. Lord, hear us as we join in the prayer that Jesus prayed when he said, Our Father,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Pray with me for 1 minute. Lord, we have up here a whole lot of hats and socks and gloves and scarves. May they bring warmth and comfort to your children. Bless them, Lord, as we give them with loving hearts. May they be a blessing to those as they have been to us because we were able to give them. Thank you, O Lord, for your abundance. Amen. Down there. Come on up here. Come on up. Do me a favor. Oh, there's a bowl of candy. I know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I forgot you guys were supposed to bring them up, and you did. Hey, here, put all your stuff in there. Awesome, guys. Wait a minute. This one's for me, isn't it? Oh, man. Oh, Oh, look at that. Here's that blue scarf. I like that too. Well, are you saying I'm not small? Here you go. Put your stuff in there.
You're very wet.
All right. I got him. Thank you. Awesome. Yay, everybody. Hey, has anybody here seen an angel?
Yeah, right there.
Look up there. What do you see? You see wings and they're moving. Hey, what's an angel look like? A person with wings and a halo? What else does an angel look like? Who's seen an angel? You know what? Sometimes angels might have wings, maybe have a halo, but sometimes they may be poor, in raggedy clothes, sitting on the street corner. Sometimes they might just go like this and bump you in the mall. Sometimes they may be with you and you don't even know. That's what an angel does. Yeah. One day, an angel came to Mary. And she said to Mary, "Blessed are you. God's going to do something special in your life." What would you do if an angel came to you? You listen to them? Would you do what the angel said?
No.
Suppose the angel said, "No more video games."
No.
What would you do, Luke? You'd clean up? Okay. How old are you? 13? How old are you? 26. Oh my God. All right. The angel of the Lord came to a girl who, guess how old she was? 14. Just 1 year older than you, we think. And he said, "Guess what? You're going to have a baby." That would freak me out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But guess what she said? She said, "Whatever God wants me to do, I'll do it." And she had a baby. And guess what name she gave that baby? Not Joseph. What? Jesus. She gave the name to Jesus. You know, sometimes angels just kind of come to us and we don't recognize them sometimes. Sometimes they're come in our family. Sometimes they might be right with you and they might be part of who you are, or they may be the person next to you. The Bible says you need to welcome people because you never know when an angel is going to come and visit you and bring a message. Might be like a ninja. You saw the Bible, didn't you? The angel is a ninja. Some of them are fierce. Some of them are gentle. Some of them are strong and some of them are weak. But they always bring us messages of love. So if you ever see an angel and he tells you anything but love, then he's not an angel. Okay? Not an angel. Because we are to love. All right, I want you to look for angels. They might be flapping their wings right over your head. They might be in your class at school. All right, guess what? It's time for a piece of candy. I told you I'd bring you a piece of candy. Anybody get one piece? Chocolate bells. Be careful. Well, don't put them in your hand. Put them in your mouth. It's not good. They keep candy in your hand to melt. Take a piece. Anybody else want a piece of candy? Who didn't get candy over this way? Pass it around. You didn't. You just dropped it on the floor. Pass the candy down that way, will you? Okay, let's pray. Angels, keep watch over us. Bless us. And Lord, send your angels to talk to us, too. Lord, bless us. And we thank you for Mary, who listened to your angel. Lord, give us your grace, now and always. Amen. Okay, see you guys. Go to Sunday school. Great gift at Christmas. And he didn't charge us one nickel for it. He never said, you got it by. He says, I'm giving my child to you. You can't hear me. I'm on. It says on. I'm on. Am I on now? He didn't charge us anything for the gift he gave us at Christmas. He gave it to us out of love. And so we give gifts back to him out of love and thankfulness for what he has given to us. Give a gift to the Lord, but give it from the love in your heart. Wait on us for an offering.
Thank you.
Gracious God, we thank you for all the blessings you've given us. Lord, we ask that you use these blessings, blessing both the gift and those who've given it, Lord. May through them others come to experience your love and grace. In the name of the living Christ we pray. Amen. The first Noel, 265, is that correct? Verses 1, 3, and 5.
This morning's scripture is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever."
Amen.
May God bless this holy word.
How many of you had children? Who's had children? Okay. When you had children, or maybe you knew someone who had children, do you remember when that baby gave you a kick in the kidney? Right? Or moved? Do you remember ever having somebody say, "Oh, come here," and taking your hand and going like this and feeling the baby move? It's a unique experience, isn't it? You don't ever forget it, will you? It's a wonderful experience to know that that child is moving inside you. It was the same for Mary, too. She felt that child move inside of her. She knew that it was coming, but when it comes to being there and feeling it move, all of a sudden things somehow change a little bit, don't they? You know, Mary gave us this Mary song, or the Magnificat, which you heard Charles read today. It is what she experienced in her heart after she went to visit with her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth was pregnant before Mary. And during the time, an angel came to Mary and told her, God is going to do wonderful things, and you are going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and you are going to give birth to a son, and you're going to name him
Jesus.
You know, we have some thoughts about angels, don't we? When I asked the kids about what angels were, do you remember what they said? Wings, halos, right? Probably beautiful, right? Long flowing hair. Beautiful angels. Well, as you've heard me say before, ladies, I'm sorry, but there are no women, female angels named in the Bible. Only men. Maybe written by men. That's not saying there weren't any. But there are only male angels in the Bible. And when we talk about the angels, we talk about angels like Michael. And what was the name of the angel who visited Mary?
Gabriel.
Now these are archangels. They are the chosen, the special angels, the hierarchy of the angels. And in the hierarchy of the angels, these are not meek angels. These are, Michael is a warrior angel. He's in charge of the army of God. Gabriel, strong, fearless. Can you imagine, how many of you saw that show, The Bible? See the show, The Bible? And did you see that time when the angels came into Sodom and Gomorrah and they did all their, and it was a kung fu angel? Remember the kung fu angel? I don't know if they knew kung fu, you know, but they're strong and they're fierce. Imagine yourself being a 14-year-old girl, and in your presence, all of a sudden, stands this angel with lots of power and strength and says, behold, favored are you among women. For God the Mighty is going to do something wonderful to you. 14 years old? I'd have probably hid under my bed. I'd have went screaming out of the room. How about you? And the angel says, you're going to conceive and bear a son. And she's going, but I haven't been with any man yet. That's impossible. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you shall bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. Wow. Can you imagine what it had been like? How would you respond even today if an angel appeared to you and said, you're going to have a baby? What would you say? Really? How would you respond?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I know how you respond. You say, okay, let's go for it, right? How about back here? What would you say if the angel of the Lord came to you and said, look, I want to tell you, you're going to have a baby. What would you say?
I'd say it's impossible.
You say, and nothing's impossible with the Lord, honey. Sarah was 98 years old. How old are you?
81.
See, you're a spring chicken. You could have twins. She accepts what God has told her. And she becomes expectant. Now, remember, no husband. She was betrothed. Betrothed, that's right. But in betrothal, there's no hanky-panky. And if you get caught pregnant and you're betrothed, what's the punishment? Stoning. Even though her life could be affected and ended, she agreed. And when she went to see Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John, she walked into the room, and Elizabeth was in the room, and you know, we just talked about feeling. Can you imagine what it must have felt like when Elizabeth walked into the room, or Mary walked in the room, and John the Baptist, it didn't say he moved. It didn't say he kicked. He said he what? He leapt! Can you imagine the feeling having a leaper, you know? Oh my goodness. And that's when Mary says, God has done wonderful things. Blessed am I among women. God has sent his son and to sending his Savior into the world, who's going to bring low the rich and lift up the poor, send justice. He knew all these. She said God's going to do all these things. And Jesus wasn't born yet. Do you remember when your child was born and you put them in your arm and you cradled them for the first time and you felt so proud? And yet, you had no idea what they were going to turn out to be, did you? You hoped, and you said, what a blessing. I'm not sure how this child's going to turn out. Is it going to be wonderful? Is it going to be an easy road? We don't think about my 4-year-old's going to have a tumor and be blind. We don't think about my child's going to go through a rough time and get hooked on drugs. We don't think about my child is going to who my child is going to love. We don't think about all those things. All we know is we have this infant in our arm who have come from us, who we love with all our heart. And we want the best for them. I know for sure that when my mother and father held me in their arms for the first time, they had no clue that I would be here. In fact, if somebody had been there and said, Becky's going to be a pastor one day, they'd all broke out laughing. They never went to church. Never. My parents never heard me preach a sermon. Never. In fact, the only sermon my mother was ever present for was when she died and I preached her funeral sermon. It's the only one. So to know what we were going to be, we didn't know. Mary expected Jesus to be this Savior that was going to be strong and leader and king. There's a song out, been around for a number of years, you know, it goes, Mary, did you know that your babe, I can't sing it, you know, one day walk on water. Sons and daughters. know that your baby boy would save us and save you? Did she know it? I don't think so. I think she knew it was going to be something great. But she didn't know that he was going to be the Lamb of God. I don't think she knew that the way he was going to save us was to walk to Calvary. None of us, not one of us, would want to be the mother or the father of a child on the cross. Sometimes what an angel tells us isn't easy to do. Sometimes it's not easy. So what do? You know what we do? We do our best. We try. We try our best to raise the ones as best we can with whatever gifts God gives us. And sometimes we succeed. You have succeeded. Sometimes it appears like we don't succeed. Because sometimes our children have to walk through the valley before they can get to the other side. But if we're faithful and we support and we pray, and sometimes that includes tough love, that means no. Sometimes that may mean forcing them to be on their own. Sometimes it's tough love, but if we always remember that we love them, sometimes God will bring them to the place that God wants them to be. Mary may have wanted Jesus to be the king. God wanted him to be the lamb. I think my father would have loved me to be an architect or an engineer or somebody made lots of money. He sent me Jack. No. Thank you, God. Instead, my life has been devoted to preaching God's word. I'm not sorry for 1 minute of the life God has given me. So what's this about? What am I telling you? Mary was wonderful because she saw the good and the possibilities in her child. But she had hard roads too, just like us. Don't give up. Don't give up. Even if doing something means to say no and that child has to be removed from you, don't give up the love. Hold fast. Hold fast to the one that God has given you. And sometimes turn them over to God for God to do what God will do. Even if your heart breaks when it happens. I can only imagine that when Mary saw Jesus hanging on the cross, her heart was breaking. Let's keep Mary as an example of how we can try to be good parents. But we can only do what we can do and trust in God to do the rest. So I know that it's hard. I know there's hard times for you, but you have a great son. I know there's hard times for you, but God's working in his life. I know when Luke, you got to shake your head. I love Luke. I see great things in Luke's future. And yours, the same thing. Even though they're hard to sometimes understand, God's got a plan for them. God's got a plan. Love them. Be patient and trust in God. God, thank you for the blessings that you've given us. For Mary, who is our example. But also, Lord, help us as we walk through life. We have love in our heart for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, witness, and to love, to support them on their journey. Lord, guide them. We ask your blessings upon them and upon us. In Christ's holy name, amen. This is the table of the Lord. All are welcome at this table. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. I invite you to come and share in this Holy Communion. Would somebody remember to go get the kids? Yep. Go get the kids. On the night in which our Lord was betrayed, he took a simple loaf of bread. This is just basically water and flour and a little bit of yeast. That's all that's in it. And he blessed it. Lord, thank you for the grain. And he broke it. And he gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, for this is my body, which is broken for you." It is what keeps us alive. As the supper was ended, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, "Thank you, O Lord, for the fruit of the vine." Just the fruit of the grape. He gave it to them and said, "This is my blood, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin." Whenever you eat bread, whenever you drink of the grape, think about me, will you? Remember. Many years ago, the baby was born in Bethlehem. And this season, as we gather together, it's a time for us to prepare a new way. Prepare again in our heart for the baby to be born. So I ask, as you come today, leave all your junk behind. Leave all the struggles. Leave all the hatred. Leave all the things that drag you down and separate you behind. And start new as you receive this sacrament for you, so that you may prepare new in your heart for him to be born again. Pray with me. Lord, bless this sacrament. Lord, give us your grace and peace. In Christ's name, amen. We will be serving by intinction, and there also are some small glasses here if you prefer to use the small glass. Take a piece of bread, dip it in the cup, and eat. Okay? At this time, with those who are serving, please come. And the choir, would you please come? Children come, and then everyone else. this song to you. If you would like a blessing instead of receiving, just let me know. The Lord is open. Please come and receive.
Daily bread. This is
wish to commune who have not, please come forward or put your hand up and I'll come to you. Let me know. Let me see. Father, we ask your blessings upon us. Lord, we're not even worthy to gather up the crumbs. But you love us so much. Lord, prepare in our hearts this day the place for the Christ child to be born again, so that we may experience his love over and over and over again. And help us, Lord. Help us to be spreaders of the light to a world that seems to be filled with darkness. Help us, Lord, to love you, to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to love others as Christ has loved us. Bless us, Lord. Amen. May we turn to our closing hymn, please.
Thank you.
time on you go from this place, go in the love of God. Walk in his ways. Looking for angels, because they might show up when you least expect them. Be a witness of Christ to the world of his love. Be at peace. Go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.